We are now joined by Wyoming Governor Matt Mead. We recently spoke to the governor in his office about a number of topics, including proposed state budget cuts. One of the things I heard very recently from some in the mining industry is they wondered how sustainable these gas prices are. As you think about it and you look about it, are we just being very proactive here, or do you suspect that the gas prices probably will turn around?
Well, I think they'll turn around. I mean, natural gas is a great fuel source, and as we see the technology that allows us to produce more and more of it, it'll turn around. I think the big question and the difficult thing in terms of a policy is, when is it going to turn around? Some people say, don't cut, let's go ahead and dip into savings. Well, if I knew this was a six-month deal, that may be one thing. But if you dip in now and this is a five-year problem, you won't be able to sustain that. So I think they'll come back. We just don't know when. I heard a report recently that they may go, we may see gas below $0 and that people will be paying people to take gas off their hands this summer. And so I'm trying to be as proactive as possible with the agency saying, let's look at 8%. Part of that hopefully doesn't come about, but we don't want to be faced, right a month before a legislative session and the legislature say, hey, everybody cut 10%, because they can't do it as well then. And they're going to be chopping off the top rather than the precision that is required to do it in a way that we don't hurt programs or the citizens in an inappropriate way. So this is as pre-planning as you can get on this, but I think it's the right way to go.
I assume you've thought a lot about this. What's going to be your criteria when you agree with a cut or maybe disagree? What's some of the things you're going to be looking at?
Well, the process is I've asked every agency to prepare this 8%, and then I'm going to be in this difficult position of saying, no, that's too deep, or maybe that's not deep enough. What we're going to look at is, what program is going to be hurt? Are we going to be losing any positions there, which I hope doesn't happen? But my criteria is going to be, first and foremost, we want to sustain the services we have now as best as we can. But we're going to all have to cut back. This office and every other office is going to have to cut back on such things perhaps as travel and conferences, all those sorts of things. And then I think the state has to be, aware that this could be more than a six-month or even a couple-year deal, and we have to be proactive with the legislature this next session, too, in the supplemental budget.
You've talked about let's do the cuts first and then maybe see if we need any more revenue sources. But are revenue sources part of this big picture as you look ahead?
Well, I think that, you probably saw this ALEC report last year. And one of the things, they have this Laffer curve where they say those states that have increased taxes, sort of counterintuitive, have seen decrease in revenues because they've run off businesses. So I think we have some, recognizing the state budget more than doubled over the last decade, I think this is the right way to go first. Can we take 8% trim? Remember, in 1 year, Friedenthal had asked for 10% cuts, and that was pretty shocking, I think, to the agencies. So these agencies, I think, have experience doing this. So we'll first take a look at the cuts, and then when you talk about additional revenue, are you going to get additional revenue if you raise taxes? And I just don't want to head down that road now.
Governor Matt Mead visiting with us today. A couple of questions I want to ask you about that are out there in the state that people are talking about. One is your proposal just the other day on a CO2 pipeline. What are you proposing there, and what would that do for us?
Well, we already have a CO2 pipeline project that's being done by Denbury now. What we're trying to do is, as we have, whether it's CO2 or natural gas, we want to have the process as streamlined as possible. And these corridors, gas line port corridors, we ought to have some proactive thought in that, and where they're going to go, where they already exist, the mapping that's involved in that. Because what we want to do is, if a company wants to come in, we want to say, listen, we've already mapped out where the sensitive areas are, where we don't want to go because wildlife or whatever it may be, but here's the area where you can go. Here's where the assets are. Here's where the enhanced oil recovery is going to take place, and we've already got corridors mapped out to make it as easy as possible and to avoid the long delay that's associated in working through the rules and the regulations and wildlife areas and environmentally sensitive areas.
I want to ask you about electricity and the whole transmission effort. I know the BLM is in the process of wrapping up some of that work. Do we have somewhere to put this electricity or send this electricity?
Well, we think we do. On any one of these projects, some of these wind projects, of course, they're working with a number of states, including California, and Governor Brown and I are still trying to get together. I mean, we have, on renewables, we have great opportunity, but we also have great opportunity, you know, on natural gas turbines as well in the state. But there is a need for electricity, and you talk to Rocky Mountain, you talk to other utility companies, you know, it's going to happen. So I do think there is a demand. The question is, you know, which state and how much demand.
Is the whole wind issue slowing down? I know there's a little concern out there about the federal energy tax credit that's out there, but I you don't hear as much about it as we once did, and I'm just wondering what your view on it is.
Well, it seems like there's a little bit of a cooling off period, and I think some of that has to do with, as I talk to wind companies, they're still not satisfied with the tax climate in Wyoming. We didn't solve that last session, and I was hoping that we would. We're going to take another run at it this session to try to have a tax policy that provides what it should to the counties, to the locals, and to the state, but at the same time is not prohibitive. And right now we have a huge upfront sales tax for these wind companies, which makes it very iffy as to financing. And I proposed even during the campaign, you know, we ought to be looking at the generation tax. That is part of the picture now, but I think that is the better funding model and taxation model, both from the company standpoint and, frankly, from the county standpoint, the future.
Bouncing some questions around with Governor Matt Mead, I want to ask you another question. This one comes from the Twitter universe, Governor, involving the roadless rule, something that the state has been very active in challenging. There's some discussion that you're looking at a state roadless rule. What's your strategy and what are you thinking there?
We continued that lawsuit because we don't want to be left in a position where we have no options. But I think the thing we need to be doing now as a state is working with the Forest Service and seeing if we can collectively come up with a plan. And we've already begun that process because it's a big issue. I mean, and it's, you know, you have people on both sides, but I don't think it's ultimately going to be resolved in the courts. I think hopefully it will be resolved with us working with the Forest Service and trying to figure out what we should do in the state. Part of that is just an inventory. What do we have, and then what does it mean? Because there's, you know, roadless rule means different things to different people, including members of the Forest Service. So we've got a ways to go on that, but until we can get it resolved, we needed, in my mind, to protect ourselves legally.
So what is your read? What is your, as you talk to forest officials, what are you concerned about? I guess why are you worried about this?
Well, I'm worried on multiple use. I mean, how is it going to affect multiple use? How is it going to affect their ability to address issues like pine beetle kill? Are they going to be able to remove trees? Or are they going to shut down things that we don't even know about? Where is it going to be, and how is it defined? And it's important, I think, to the counties. You know, they want to know what's going on into the future and what ability they may have for timber industry or for minerals. And it's a difficult question because we also recognize there's obviously places, you know, that we say, you know, this isn't a place we want any development. But does that mean you can't have a road there in order to address just management of the area? As we see beetle kill around the state, you know, that's forest management's a big deal outside of other industries.
Governor Matt Mead, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on again.